Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 949,251 views on Sunday, January 17, 2021, our article of the day is Phil Spector. Harvey Philip Spector, December 26, 1939, January 16, 2021, was an American record producer, musician, and songwriter who developed the Wall of Sound, a music production formula he described as a Wagnerian approach to rock and roll. Spector is regarded to be among the most influential figures in pop music history and as the first auteur of the music industry for the unprecedented control he had over every phase of the recording process. After spending three decades in semi-retirement, in 2009, he was convicted for the 2003 murder of the actress Lana Clarkson and sentenced to 19 years to life in prison. Born in the Bronx, Spector began his career in 1958 as co-founder, guitarist, and vocalist of the Teddy Bears, penning their U.S. number one single To Know Him Is to Love Him. In 1960, he co-founded Phyllis Records, and at the age of 21, became the youngest ever U.S. label owner to that point. Throughout the 1960s, he wrote, co-wrote, or produced records for acts such as the Ronettes, the Crystals, and Ike and Tina Turner. He typically collaborated with arranger Jack Nitzsch, engineer Larry Levine, and a de facto house band that later became known as the Wrecking Crew. Spector initially retired from the music industry in 1966. In 1969, Spector returned to his career and subsequently produced the Beatles' album Let It Be, 1970, as well as several solo records by the bands John Lennon and George Harrison. By the mid-1970s, Spector had produced 18 U.S. top 10 singles for various artists, but following work with Leonard Cohen, Dion DiMucci, and the Ramones, he remained largely inactive and affected by personal struggles. His chart toppers included You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', co-written and produced for the Righteous Brothers, 1964, The Long and Winding Road, produced for the Beatles, 1970, and My Sweet Lord, produced for Harrison, 1970. According to BMI, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' is the song that received the most U.S. airplay in the 20th century. Dubbed the first tycoon of teen, Spector's records helped engender the role of the studio as an instrument, the integration of pop art aesthetics into music, art pop, and the art rock genre. His multi-artist compilation album A Christmas Gift for You from Phyllis Records, 1963, is widely considered to be the finest Christmas record of all time. Spector's honors include the 1973 Grammy Award for Album of the Year for co-producing Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh, 1971, a 1989 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and a 1997 induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked Spector number 63 on their list of the greatest artists in history. In 2021, he died in prison at the age of 81. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:27 UTC on Monday, January 18, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Phil Spector. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.